Well, good morning, and welcome to, I believe this is the second Iowa Corn 250, and we're really, really excited, as Joanna said, to be here. You know, we love this race, and of course, we have a lot of members here in Iowa, and so we're just thrilled to be here and to take a look a little bit today inside ethanol. My name is Toni Nirenberg, and I am the Executive Director for the Ethanol Promotion and Information Council, which is also known as EPIC. And EPIC's role is to drive consumer demand for ethanol. I'll talk
Lunch is available in the cafeteria.
Ways that we're doing that. But, you know, ethanol has been around now for about 30 years, thereabouts, but EPIC's only been around for about three. We were formed in 2005. By a group of industry leaders that wanted to come together and really promote ethanol and grow the consumer demand. And that was how EPIC was formed. We reach out to consumers. We also reach out to key influencers around the country, and we educate them about ethanol and its performance, its impact on the environment, and its energy independence as you know, we have more and more ethanol enriched in our fuel today. Races such as the Iowa Corn 250 are just one example of what EPIC has done to try to promote and get ethanol out there in the mainstream, get people to recognize ethanol as a good fuel choice. You know, motorsports has really been our I always refer to it sort of as our springboard for getting ethanol out there. We have the Indy Series now runs on 100% fuel-grade ethanol, and you know, we're really pleased with that. It shows the performance of the fuel, and we also work together with the number 17 car, the Ray Hall Letterman car, which, by the way, if you didn't know, finished sixth at the Indianapolis 500. It was a great race. And Ryan was also our driver. Ryan Hunter Ray was named, I believe, the rookie of the Indy 500 race. So he was very excited about that, and we were pleased for him. Although the demand and production of ethanol continues to increase, EPIC's job has really evolved over perhaps even the last 3 months or so. We really have been out there, in addition to promoting the fuel, really having to come to the fuel's defense, quite frankly, and some of the incorrect information and some of the problems we've been facing in the press with the opposition. There are a lot of circumstances out there beyond our control, beyond you know, many controls, that are really influencing the price of food, the price of corn, and the price of energy. You know, all of that is impacting our industry in one way or another. And we continue to face significant challenges as we experience significant growth and expansion. There are currently 158 ethanol production facilities in the United States, and there are currently about 51 plants under construction. But however, anyone that reads the headlines today, or you watch your own stocks or your own investments, if you've tried to put your home on the market, anything in today's economy, you know, we're all influenced somewhat by the state of the economy today. There are a lot of analysts that are saying that there's the debate. Are we in a recession? Are we going into a recession? You know, that's debatable. And the ethanol industry isn't immune to feeling those same types of pains. In recent weeks, there's been a lot of speculation with regard to flooding and whether or not that's going to lead to higher corn prices, which ultimately could lead to higher ethanol prices. Which in turn, the question is, will that also increase gas prices? You know, the assumption is based on the whether or not flooding is going to lead to dramatically higher corn prices and reduced ethanol output. And, you know, really, historically, there's been very little correlation between the increase in corn prices and ethanol prices. It's usually very weak. So that has it's being touted as a fact, and that has yet to be determined. You know, even if ethanol prices were to reach sustained higher pricing, it's still expected to continue to have a moderating impact on the price of your overall fuel. You know, ethanol in the fuel supply is saving consumers today at its current levels, saving consumers anywhere from 17 to 45 cents per gallon of gasoline. And for the consumer that goes to the pump and fills up, you know, 20 gallons of fuel, that's saving them about $12 at $4 gas. You know, that's saving them about $12 every time they fill up. So, you know, over a month, you know, that adds up, and, you know, over a year adds up even more. So regardless, you know, gasoline is usually always priced 60 to 90 cents higher than ethanol in most markets. So we still believe that even if ethanol prices increase 20% in the short term, ethanol will still be priced considerably lower than gasoline. Just a fraction of the total ethanol production capacity has been impacted by the flooding, and I do believe that Craig will talk about that a little more, so I'm not going to go into that a lot. But it's really, that means about 96% of the current ethanol production is unaffected by the flooding. So it really, even if it has a short-term impact, it's going to be just that, is very short-term. So to end my comments, I just want to make the statement that, you know, the ethanol industry has a great future ahead of it. We are convinced of that. We know that ethanol is, it's a viable fuel that's here today and available for all of us. It will continue to increase. It is the bridge to the next generation of ethanol. But we just believe that the growing the demand is going to continue to create growth of the industry, and we are here and ready to handle, you know, whatever comes our way. But we do believe the future is bright, and really excited to be here and prove it at a race like this, and to the industry at large. So with that, Joanna, I'm going to end my comments, and I'm going to have Craig Floss please come.